Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. The soil in the garden has many components, like sand, silt, and clay. However, one of the most crucial elements when it comes to gardening is the amount of organic matter found in the top 6 inches or so. The topic most associated with organic matter will be compost or manure. All of this leads back to soil fertility and how well your garden can perform. Organic matter consists of plant matter in various states of decomposition and is usually found throughout the top few layers of soil. Compost, leaf litter, and grass clippings can all turn into organic matter in your garden. Manure is a much more broken down form of organic matter and will have higher nutrient values to start with, but compost is meant to be a longer lasting option. A large portion of converting plant matter into humus, the dark organic matter we want, happens in composting. For a garden, manure can be equated to a short-term fertilizer, while compost can be thought of as a soil amendment. Along with fertility, compost and organic matter in general can also be a good amendment to improve soil structure. Because of its large particle size and tendency to break down further into small particles, organic matter can help loosen up clay soils. On the other hand, it is better at holding water than sand, and due to decomposition, will be more nutrient-rich. Obviously, compost and manure aren't the only way to fertilize a garden. Water-soluble fertilizers are a gardening staple in this day and age, but you should keep in mind soil fertility concepts. N, P, and K are the elements we usually target, but they aren't the only ones. Calcium, magnesium, and sulfur are also considered macronutrients. Micronutrients are probably something that will need to be singled out if you know your crop needs something like boron, zinc, iron, or molybdenum. Not only can soil type affect the uptake of these nutrients, but so can pH. The key interaction between soil and nutrients is called cation exchange capacity, or CEC. Now, CEC is just the lab's way of calculating how much space there is on the soil particles to hold nutrients. Calcium, magnesium, and potassium are all positively charged cations that cling to soil, which has a negative charge. Small particles like clay and decomposed organic matter have more surface area and can therefore hold more of these nutrients. This means sand, which is the opposite of clay, doesn't hold these positively charged nutrients very well. Sand will need fertilized more than clay. Compost can act as a good buffer to help provide nutrients as it breaks down. It'll also work to lower the pH. Most nutrients will be more available in a 5.5 to 7.5 pH range, though generally 6.8 is the ideal for non-acid-loving plants. pH levels below 5.5 will see toxic levels of aluminum occupying most of the nutrient space on soil particles. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.